A study committee from the State Bar Association calls for amending the state constitution to limit high court justices to one 16-year term. Wisconsin will be the first state to do so, according to K.O. Myers of the American Judicature Society. He says a term limit could reduce the influence of money and political pressure that the current unlimited 10-year terms are open to.
It doesn't eliminate politics entirely because the judge would still have to campaign and raise money to get to be a justice in the first place. But once they're on the bench, they wouldn't have to worry about those pressures.
But others see a downside to term limits. Democratic State Representative Gary Hebel of Sun Prairie is working on several bills he hopes will prevent justices from bowing to money or politics in their rulings. He says term limits deny voters the right to choose to keep someone in office who's doing a good job.
I think that if a person is capable of serving and they've done a quality job just because they've reached a certain age or they've reached a number of years in office, that they arbitrarily are terminated from that position. I think the public in an election have the right to exercise term limits by turning someone out.
Hebel says requiring public financing of judicial elections would be more effective than term limits if the goal is to reduce the influence of politics and money on the judiciary. The bar's proposed amendment would have to be passed by the legislature in two consecutive sessions and then approved by the public in a referendum. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.